Okay, we here, we live, we ready. I'm Deano, and this is For The Culture. I got May J with me, and welcome.
Hey, yo.
So, welcome. We here to discuss everything the culture. We're going to hear that term a lot because it's a term that we're going to break down, describe what that means, what that is. We're just going to tie it all together. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So our biggest topic today is the definition of what the culture is.
So
I'm going to ask you a question first. When you think of the culture, what's the relevance to you?
The culture to me means like shit, because like there's so many different things you can apply the culture to. Mm-hmm. So in regards to like this podcast, the culture means to me, it's like, are we going to just get out and say what the podcast is? Because that's really what the culture is to me. All right. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to like hip hop battle rap, the culture is what builds that up, the people, you know, where we come from, the gritty, the life lessons. That to me is what the culture is.
Good, and I agree with that, because the huge misconception everybody has is what their depiction of the culture is.
Yes.
Opposed to people who know the culture and evolve in the culture to be able to explain what that really is.
Right.
So when we discuss battle rap in the form of hip hop, it's a different genre under the same umbrella as far as what they do opposed to what everyone thinks they do.
Precisely.
So here on this podcast, we're going to break down the definition of what the culture is and kind of kill some of those misconceptions on what battle rap is today.
I'm with the shits.
All right. So our first topic is going to be kind of debunking some of the misconceptions on what people think the battle rap culture is. And it's funny, everyone always has this huge question of, what's the difference between music and battle rap? Because a lot of battle rappers make music, but mm-hmm. a lot of musicians can't battle rap.
Precisely. Joe Budden is a great example of that.
On which side?
He is a musician who cannot battle rap.
This is true. And we've seen a lot of musicians try to battle rap and absolutely fail.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like, also seen it the other side too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of battle rappers cannot make good music.
It's kind of like poetry and songwriting. People believe that because you're a poet, you can write music. And in a lot of cases, some poets can, but then some poets cannot.
Oh man. It's two different hats to wear at a time.
Exactly. Exactly.
So one of the biggest differences is when you look at the culture of battle rap, you have some of the best wordsmiths in the world. The lyricism is out of this world, but a lot of that couldn't translate in music. I've learned very few can wear both of those hats. And one of the biggest differences is the fact that to be a lyricist, it's all about listening to the words. So to quote one of the greatest of all time, Jay-Z, do you listen to music or do you just skim through it?
Exactly.
So a lot of people do not actually listen to what's there. They're just hearing a beat or a melody or something that's just catchy to them, that catches their ear. But with battle rap, you got to listen because there's so many hidden gems within it. And there's so many different things that people might not catch on the first listen. So that's where you kind of have to have a different ear for battle rap that a lot of people don't have, that they do have with music.
Yes. One thing that I love about battle rap is that you don't need a beat. Battle rap is a cappella, 100%. So you're not distracted by the actual melodies. Because a lot of time when it comes to music, we miss a lot of the bars because of the beat. We're so in tune with the beat, you don't hear a lot of the shit that people say. A good example of that is Eminem. I was so in tune with Eminem's beats. I didn't hear that most of his songs, he was killing his baby mama.
You get away with so much with a beat. You can get away with no skill if you have a great beat.
Exactly. Like you can have a banger just because you'll be, and then your whole song, you could be saying hot ketchup and mustard. Like that's literally what your song is. But with battle rap, you actually have to have a message. Like there has to be bars. You have your verbiage has to be right. Your rhyme scheme has to be right. And your punchlines have got to hit. You can't cover none of that shit up in a cappella, no matter how good the crowd is.
It's so funny that you mentioned Eminem because a lot of time when I ask people like, "Oh, like, are you in tune with battle rap?" They're like, "Oh, you mean like 8 Mile?" And that's everybody's go-to, and that pretty much separates right there who really is with the culture and who really is not. Because if you for a second think 8 Mile depicted what the culture is, you're 100% wrong. That is not how it is today in a whole. A lot of people think that's exactly what it is, and it's so much different than that now.
I don't even think that at one point battle rap was that culture. I feel like that was the depiction of battle rap where Eminem came from. But I feel that as a full-blown culture, that was never battle rap. You know what I'm saying? That never depicted what battle rappers were like. And the whole choking thing, yeah, that happens to all battle rappers, but like that we definitely have to have a podcast about the best chokes.
Jersey.
Chess.
Me
or
get it together.
conceited choked a lot too.
Let me get it together.
Right.
Was my favorite one of all
Think
time.
about it. But we never really act like that wasn't ever the full culture. That was just a piece of it. You know, people, they look at a small piece of it, they think that's the whole picture. That's not what the culture is.
It really isn't. And the biggest difference is we battle rap today, you rarely ever will see someone actually rapping on a beat in a battle.
Yes.
I believe it's only one battle league that actually has them like on beat rapping against each other. But the other 2,000 battle leagues in the world, no one uses a beat. It's because the culture now, we know that a beat can take away from actual lyrical ability. It's all about lyrical ability. And I think that's the thing that we need to get everyone to understand. You have to have some type of lyrical ability, at the very minimal, at least. Because I'm not going to say everybody's lyrical. Some people are just, there's different attributes that go into it, and we're going to get into that.
Yes.
But lyrical ability to put words together is the biggest part, and there's no distraction from it.
I fucks with it. I have a question for you though.
Go for it.
So, like, when it comes to battle rap, and this is something that I think is hilarious, a lot of people are shocked when they hear that battle rappers actually pre-write to a battle. They feel that everything is supposed to be, you know, off the top, off the dome. Is that a misconception that you commonly run into as well?
Yes and no. Just for yes, in the sense of a lot of people think that for a battle rapper, they just like show up with a microphone and just are able to just spit out anything. And it's just, oh my God, that was great. That was great. You do that sometimes, but to prepare for an actual battle, you actually prepare. That's one of the biggest parts of battle rap, preparation. And it's more memorization than it is to just go and freestyle an entire 3 rounds. You know how great you gotta be to freestyle 3 straight rounds
Or
catered
how
to a
trash.
specific individual. Because I've seen some people could probably do that. I can probably name only three that I know that could probably freestyle an entire 3 rounds. But that's a misconception because everybody thinks that, oh no, that's not fair. They're not really battle rap. No, that's the evolution of battle rap. You actually prepare now. And it's more so about performing it and making it cater to your opponent, cater to your crowd. And a lot of, now granted, if you're that good and can freestyle 3 rounds about your opponent and it sounds good, more power to you. You are the greatest of all time. But I've never seen no one just show up. I don't know who I'm battling, but I can make 3, 4 rounds about one person.
I think that's, to me, that's one of the, because someone told me the fact that, and this is how I know they're not a real battle rap fan, but the fact that they write out their rounds, it's like staged. And I'm just like, okay. like, bruh. In order to have an effective battle rap round, or just to have an effective battle when you're competing against someone, you have to have research. Like, you can't just up there just talking mad shit, Cassidy. You have to be able to, like, draw from something, you know? Scotty Good.
Okay, so you know how it's a common thing in battle rap where everyone loves to compare it to basketball?
Mm-hmm.
I believe Surf started that. Don't know why, but it actually really works. So, in basketball, you ever see a team that just show up with five guys and just start playing?
Hell no.
No. You see it in street games all the time. Like, hey, you know, let's pick up a team. We all just gonna play, you know, together. We don't know each other, don't know nothing about each other. We don't even know who we playing against, but we gonna play. No. They go to practice. They watch footage. Mm-hmm. They know that this is the person to guard. This is their signature move. They prepare. So it's the same thing with battle rap, because a lot of people call battle rap a sport. And in a sport, you do your research, you do your preparation, you know who you're going against so you can effectively go against them, because no opponent is going to be the same.
You know what sport I think is more comparable to battle rap than basketball? Boxing.
That is... Think go about- deeper into that.
Okay,
think
so
about it.
Right, think about it. Like, you've seen the Rocky movies, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember when Apollo Creed was preparing to fight Rocky, and he was like all in his head, and he was like, "I'm gonna beat him. He's a white boxer, or whatever." But his trainer was watching him box, and his trainer could tell him, you know, he steps this way at this time, and if you punch here, it'll hurt more. He wasn't trying to listen to them. That's what battle rap is like for me. Like, when you listen to other people's battles, you listen to their cadences, you listen to their weaknesses. It's like when John pulled out the line, he's like, "Do you notice how he always say think about it?" Talking about how he really don't have shit to say. Mm-hmm. Or how this nigga rap about a lot of fluff. He didn't just pull that out of his ass. That was research. That was knowing that at some point within that round, Chess was going to say, "Think about it." You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or like, that's a skill that you only get by doing your research and watching other battles and paying attention to how this battle rapper moves. Because no matter what you say, every battle rapper has a style.
Yes.
And they may switch it up sometime, but every artist has a style. It becomes like their brand. So in order for you to figure out how to KO this nigga, you got to master and learn his style, like the back of his hand, just like a boxer.
I absolutely agree. And it's so funny because a boxing match will literally last you 10 rounds unless you got like a good KO punch ready.
John.
Yeah. Like some people have those first round knockouts.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to know so much about a person to compound it into three rounds of like 3 minutes apiece. So you're doing a whole lot of research, like weeks of research, or one day of research if you're DNA, just to use it for 9 minutes.
Shots.
9 minutes. That's it. Unless you sit in front of a TV and watch every hood movie in the world, you're just going to make it all about that, the whole round shotgun. But you can do that in certain instances.
Or unless you're going to stand up there and scream and something we really can't hear. Hollow.
So during this podcast, also, we're going to take shots at every battle rapper at least one time. At least once.
I'm going to go two. Because I got him in me.
Because I'm going to just go off the top end. So we've made a comment about at least 7 different battle rappers. And I think through this series, we're going to be able to break down a lot of these inside references with different battlers.
Yes.
Because a lot of people probably like, oh my God, who are they laughing at? A lot of people don't know who John the Don is, don't know who Shotgun Shug is. Most people, when they think of battle rap, they think of two people, Eminem, Cassidy.
And which is crazy because though Eminem did 8 Mile, which was a movie, right? He's never really battle rapped. No. He has never had a battle rap. And though Cassidy may have been one of the first battle rappers to get traction, because he wasn't one of the first battle rappers. Battle rap has been going on for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's been going on way before Smack, you know, made it a big thing, right? Let's just be honest about that. Niggas used to sit on the corner all the time and battle each other. Like, that's just what it is. That was the culture, right? But Eminem is not a fucking battle rapper. Cassidy fell off his horse, so I really need people to start picking up other people. Like, learn the culture.
Thank you. That is the best quote for it. Learn the culture. Because a lot of people don't know the culture, and we're going to help you dive into what the culture is. Because now everyone has this depiction of, okay, battle rap is just starting to, you know, gain some traction. They were on the BET Awards. You know, I hear a lot about this person battles. You have a lot of battle rappers crossing over into making music. But it used to be the norm for that. Every great rapper, and I'm not talking about new age rappers, like the person that they learned from, that person learned from. They were all battlers. They used to be go from block to block battling each other.
And that's how they got their buzz. For the hoods. Exactly.
And everyone knew, like, okay, this person battles. I'm gonna go down the street to his block and battle him. And that's how, like, you get the Rakims, the Jay-Z's, the Method Mans. Those were all battlers. That's what they did. But now it's more so, oh, put on a nice beat. Okay, say some gibberish over it. Just make it sound catchy, though. And that's how musicians, honestly, become popular now. You don't have to really say anything. They have the greatest producers in the world right now. Like, these producers now make magic happen. Because they take anybody and put a good beat, anybody can be a rapper.
This is how come I've been telling my husband for like the past 7 years that we've been together that I can be a rapper. I have my name and everything. I'm going to call myself Hot Skittles because that shit is what it's at. That's just what we going to do.
Oh my goodness. Can you imagine being a battle rapper with that name?
Hell no, I'm going to get roasted like every fucking battle.
The name flips that Rum Nitty would give you will have you in a bag.
That would have me up there laughing. Like, I would be the worst battle rapper because I'd be trying to like dap it. That was some good shit. Like yeah, you think about that.
Too nice. Too right? Nice.
Like, this nigga nice. No, but for real, I feel like I have a question, and I think you would be the best person to answer this, because before you can really get people to understand what the culture is, right, you have to answer one question. What is battle rap?
I can give the most purest answer in the world. To me, it is the greatest lyrical way to solve confrontation.
I fucks with it.
Because what other way can you have a person literally go up there and find every way to disrespect you for 9 minutes and it be an art form?
That is so true.
Because a lot of people settle differences. And man, when you see battlers, you really think they do not like each other.
Hell yeah.
You really think there's so much tension and hatred in the room where no, we're just lyrically trying to demolish you the same way you said we're boxing. Yes, we're going up there. We're fighting. We're physically fighting. That don't mean I dislike you. This is just our skill. This is what we do. Mm-hmm. And battle rap is boxing with words. Yes, some punches are going to be gruesome. Some punches are going to be slight jabs. They're going to, we're going to move around a little bit. We're going to try not to get hit. But at the end of the day, my purpose is to knock you out. And I'm going to use whatever I can to try to do that. But I'm going to do it with words and lyrical ability.
I think the first battle that I saw where I thought the four people hated each other was the Goods, and Charlie Clips versus Arsenal and Shotgun Shug. I thought that Arsenal and Shotgun Shug did not fuck with Goods and Clips, right? Especially after Clips pushed, after no, Shug pushed Clips.
Push
I was like,
clips.
oh no. And then he's like, we friends. I'm like, y'all friends? He just shoved the shit out of you. You gotta beat. I was like, now you gotta beat the Pillsbury Doors ass. Like, you gotta fuck him up because he just put hands on you.
It's not that.
No, I
It's
just
one of those
didn't.
that angle out. Some people are way very, some people, honestly, if you are a sensitive person, battle rap would never be for you.
Yeah, I think Suge is kind of sensitive. He looks like a sensitive ass nigga.
How you censure, but you love tapping people pockets and dunking on them?
I can we just talk about the tapping pockets thing? I think that's kind of
Disrespectful.
not even disrespectful. Okay. Maybe we should put a disclaimer that we mean no harm or no foul on this podcast by certain verbiage that is used, because I was straight for to say it's kind of gay, because that's really close to a man's, like, you might touch some shit that's not a pocket and that's not a wallet. You will be standing there looking mad stupid.
Wait, okay. Okay, I'm gonna give the history of the pocket tapping, okay?
Please do.
It became famous when Shotgun Shug battled Bill Collector. And for just so everyone knows, yes, we are actually using these battlers' names. So Shotgun Shug battled Bill Collector, and he said, and I quote, "As a man, would you let another man disrespect your space? As a man, would you let another man wreck your face? As a man, would you let another man snatch your wallet? As a man, would you let another man tap your pocket?" And he tapped his pockets as he was saying it. So like that became the highlight of the battle. Like, oh my God, he just tapped his pockets and said, "As a man, would you let another man tap your pocket?" So in that sense, that is why the pocket tapping is so, it's the simplest thing, but it's such a disrespectful thing. Because let's be honest, imagine somebody walking down the street, literally walk up and tap your pocket.
I'm gonna slide on that motherfucker. Don't touch me.
Exactly, exactly. You have to have that signature disrespectful thing because everybody in the crowd is like, you literally let him tap your pocket. And it makes him look like a bigger guy. Now, granted, Suge is big as shit. Shotgun Suge is huge. But it makes you, if you tap somebody's pockets and get away with it, it gives you that certain feel of, ha, I'm the big guy.
Shotgun Shug is one of those bigs for those who have never seen him. He's like that big dude who wear t-shirts that belong to his little brother. Or like he get hand-me-downs, but his older brother is like skinnier than him. Like this.
Wanted help.
He wanted him.
But he took his shirt off in a battle one time. I was rolling.
I saw that battle, and I think when he did it, like he pulled it up, and his titties bounced like a bitch when she take off her bra, and I felt some type of way. I was like,
Well,
"Why you got more bounce than me, nigga?"
you know what? That's a great, you know what? As weird as it's gonna sound, that's a great point to the fact of a lot of people don't understand what battle rap is. And within the culture, I did say it is a lyrical war. However, it is a performance.
Yes.
It is a performance. Battle rap is a moment because you can't relive that moment. So you have to do memorable things in that moment to win that battle. It's literally a battle. It's not a war. It's not a war. Because it's not like you're battling this person multiple times. A lot of people do rematches, but it's not like, okay, man,
Grudge matches.
You gonna battle, and then like in a month again, we're gonna battle again and see who wins best out of three battles. No, that's not how it works. Me and you know we're gonna battle. We're gonna battle. That's the end of it right there. It's whoever has that moment to win.
And you also got to think about it, like, how boring would it be? Like, we pay attention to bars, right? But if they just stood there and delivered their bars like 6 to 9 minutes for 3 rounds, like, you would be bored as fuck. You have to have what I love about battle rap is like the props, like the
Oh my God.
attitude, the entertainment. Like, we have to have a conversation about like the top 10 props in battle rap.
I know which is the best prop ever used, but it's just one that I personally wouldn't want someone to use. And I, without giving it away, because we're going to discuss it on that episode, I'm going to just say Bonnie Godiva versus A-Verb. If you ever search Bonnie Godiva versus A-Y-E Verb, you will see what that prop is that she used. Probably top three props ever used.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Me personally, that would have been the end of the battle for me, but it worked. It worked. But that's another thing with battle rap. You got to have tough skin. You got to muscle through a lot of things. Even with males and females. Okay, everyone, just so you know, there are female battle rappers just like there are male battle rappers. And just so you know what? I'm going to just say it. The females are way more disrespectful than the guys are.
Can you bring it? And that's what I love about battle rap. It's like there's none of that sexist shit. And when you say that you have to have a tough skin, that's not just for the battle rappers. That's for the audience too. Like, you can't listen to battle rap and be like, oh no, that was wrong. He shouldn't have said that. He went too far. Like, understand that this culture is disrespectful. It's the nitty gritty. This shit is dirty. Like, they say shit that's supposed to be too far. Like, they push the envelope mad crazy. So like, if you one of them sensitive ass people that can't listen to someone talk about somebody else's kids, battle rap is not for you.
It most definitely isn't. I'm sorry, a huge part of the culture is disrespect.
Yes. And if you one of them females who can't stand when a man call a female a bitch, this just ain't for you. Like, it's just not. Like,
I'm sorry, you have to be very liberal. You have to be okay with every type of shaming. You know what? If you get offended by anything on Twitter, battle rap is not for you.
Just stay away from it. Stay away from the art. Yeah,
absolutely. Because you're going to hear things, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe he said that to him. And he didn't punch him in the face. No, that's not what I'm not going to say that's not what all of them do. Because you got some of them, like, they get their math hoff on.
Bruh.
Some people get it. But, you know what? Shout out to Math Hoffa. He is not that person anymore. I actually just bought, it just got delivered today, the book that his life coach wrote. Yeah, I watched the podcast that Math Hoffa did with his life coach, and she wrote a book, and it just got delivered today.
So you're going to incorporate that with your yoga?
Yes, I will. I just need to get a yoga mat.
Them life journeys be changing shit up, man.
Yeah. And it helps me a lot. Because a lot of things I used to get, like, so upset with. And I just don't anymore.
Well, I think that's what I love so much about the culture, is because it's become an outlet. Like, you can listen to some battle rappers and tell that they've been through some shit. Like, some real shit. Like, one battle rapper that I really enjoy watching is Goods. Because you know Goods done seen some shit, he done some shit, but then he is the calmest. Like,
man,
him and his Henny or his fidget spinner.
When I saw this man bring out a fidget spinner, I was like, this dude has a different type of aura.
Like, he on a different level.
That man chi is perfect. His chi is perfect.
He got his chakras aligned up. He then went home and like got with his crystals and prayed to the Lord. Like, he was good.
And it's crazy because you see so many battle rappers, like, everybody has like a different. If you put a scale from 1 to 10 on aggression, you have some of them that are on 10 and some of them that are like on 0. And they still be having some of the best battles. The most aggressive person I've seen in battle rap is K-Shy. Sorry, everybody. K-Shy is my favorite battle rapper, just so everyone knows. K-Shy. Good's aggression is on a 0. They battled each other in the Lion's Den, and it was one of the best battles ever. You have two completely different levels of aggression, and it just meshed and then created a great battle. So you never know, as far as like everybody says, oh, that person's too calm, they can't battle him, he's too aggressive. That person's too nice, that person's way too disrespectful. No, it's about lyrical ability. The culture is based around lyrical ability. That is the foundation.
Yes. And then after that, I would have to say is personality. Because you can have the lyrical ability and still lose at a battle. We've seen it a lot with chess, because chess, his pen is undeniably crazy. Like, he's a really good writer, but when it comes to like him displaying his personality, I feel like he's so wet behind the ears. Like, he don't really know who he's supposed to be yet. He's going off of who his mentors are telling him he should be, which is one of the reasons why he's had such a hard time memorizing his shit, and one of the reasons why his performances are always kind of iffy. Like, I've never seen Chess perform and I'm just like, that shit was fire. I've never had that moment. I was like, he lost me on the second round, but he got me back though. Like, you know, personality is one of the reasons why I love Arsenal. Arsenal is one of my favorite battle rappers, because you always know that even though Arsenal's gonna come with some aggressive shit, it's gonna be some comedic shit in it. Like, he'll say some shit that's kind of softer, and he'll also throw some of his own life experiences in that shit. You know, Arsenal's personality is well-rounded, like Crip.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And I will say, personality, a lot of times, I'm not gonna lie, can possibly overshadow some people's lyrical ability. I will give them that. Because some
Hell yeah.
people make it off their personality. And if you are a great bill collector, then you can win with personality. However, bill collector has always had the group. Like, I think bill collector has probably one of the best personalities in battle rap. But he didn't start getting good traction until he started adding in some lyrical ability. It
Correct.
always kept His personality kept him relevant,
Yes,
but
it
he had to
kept him
just add a
getting battles.
smidge of skill. Yeah, now that he added that skill in it, oh yeah, he's top tier right now. Like, he's getting good looks. Everybody's saying he's winning battles instead of, that was a funny bill collector moment. So a lot of people have to have, you got to be very well-rounded or super exceed in something to make it in battle rap. But I think the problem with the culture now, we need more innovation. We need more innovation. I'm so sick of the finger nine twerk fingers that everybody's doing. Like, everybody wants to be like someone they heard before. Which in music, I understand. Because right now in music, the sounds are all the same, right?
It's so fucking annoying.
Exactly. But they're starting to transition into battle rap as well. Because if you see a lot of new guys coming in, they're all sounding the same. And the only ones that stand out are the ones that sound different. They have their own style.
What I'm concerned about, because if you ever paid attention to music, right, you have the older people, and like, this is more on an R&B thing, because like, I love hip hop, but I'm an R&B junkie. So like,
Fair.
older R&B artists, they'll leave for a while and then they'll come back sounding like the new shit. And I'm like, we loved you because you were not like this, you know? So that's what I'm afraid about in battle rap, because I don't necessarily think that people want to do the things that they like in other people. I feel like people replicate what they see when battles. In battle rap, that's a big thing I see. Like, they see that this works for this person a lot. Okay, let me try to put this in here, see if this worked for me, help me win this battle. And to me, that's when you kind of leave the culture and you're not thinking about battle rap, you're thinking about this win. And that's when I become a little annoyed with battle rappers.
Now, wait, on the flip side of that though, you have to be able to evolve. I won't say you need to conform, you need to evolve. Because a lot of people will come back sounding like they did 10 years ago. We don't want to hear that shit no more.
Right. We want your personality and your style just on a today's
Update
level.
it. Like,
Exactly.
update yourself a little bit. Stay in tuned enough where you saying you're still you, but you know what we want to hear now. We don't want to hear you sound like this year. Like, we want to see, okay, he's transitioned, he's followed, he knows what we want to hear, but he says it in his way. He doesn't say it the way everyone else says it.
We want to see growth.
Yes. Once the culture grows, we want the artist to grow.
With the culture.
And some people get lost in there. The culture starts elevating and some people get left behind. We've dropped a few of them off and they should not come back ever again, J-Mails.
Gloozy.
No, he could come back. Glue Easy has the best resume in battle rap.
He needs to come back better than what he left, or I don't want him back.
I don't know how much better he could get, to be honest.
We're missing one of the most important things to talk about in battle rap. We've talked about the rappers, we talked about the skill, the personality, the lyricism. You're missing one important factor in battle rap. We talk about this all the time.
What, me and you talk about it all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Mount Rushmore?
Mm-mm.
Choking?
The what?
Who's the best?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man.
It's a big part of battle rap now.
It's a big part of battle rap?
Mm-hmm. We talk about how it gets on our nerves all the time.
There's a lot we talk about in battle rap that gets on our nerve.
Would you like me to just tell you?
Yeah.
The crowd. Yep.
Take the wheel. Okay. To anyone out there who has ever went to or planned to go to a battle rap event ever, please, for the sake of everyone, hold it down.
Shut the fuck up, in the words of JC.
Please, because y'all forget, this is not a concert. We don't know the words to the song that's coming up. We want to hear. I understand you hear something, everybody in the crowd like, oh man, that was great. All right, now let me get back to listening. Shut the fuck up, please.
And you know what kills me is when the rapper has to say it again, the crowd wants to say it with them, and they always fuck it up. They never say it properly. So I'm just like, oh. But unfortunately, though, I've been waiting for a moment to have a battle where there isn't any crowds. These quarantine battles are trash.
Wait. Quarantine, yes. The sterilized ones that just happened on the rooftop?
Oh, yeah, those are fine.
I like that.
I fuck with them because you get to see the energy.
Yeah. That makes a difference. The crowd makes a difference. Because you have some battlers who literally come and show up ready to cater to the crowd. They want to, like, they feed off that energy and it makes them better, K-Rock. But then you have some who don't need a crowd and they literally have enough lyrical skill where they know what I'm writing is better than what you're writing. What I'm delivering is going to be better than what you're delivering because I'm better than you.
I feel like when it comes to the crowd, battle rappers, especially in certain places, bring a crowd with them. And that shit is so fucking biased to me because you can have the most basic bars, T-Rock. And the crowd would be there like, say that shit again. And I'm like,
Cave gang.
Like, bruh. If he ain't say shit. I was watching the battle. It was an old ass battle. It was Scotty Goods versus Buddy with the slick ass hair. What is his name?
Give me a little bit more.
He looks like he's really, really light skinned, light bone, red bone, slick ass hair, and a ponytail. They battled a long time ago. I'm going to look this. I just watched this battle.
Scotty Good. I'm trying to think about Scotty Good's resume. It's not Craig Lamar.
I'm going to just look this shit up and tell you. Hold on, wait.
Because you're thinking about as far as like the crowd and everything, right?
Yeah, actually, at this point, y'all was going to talk about a weak bar. Bankhead. Boom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Bankhead. So, NWX.
So I will never forget this bar because it literally made me put my phone down. He said, you a kid in a classroom with your head and your arm and something about a teacher demanded respect. It was the weakest bar I have ever heard, and the crowd went nuts. And Bankhead looked like, huh? I was like,
huh?
Exactly, huh? He's like, I'm the teacher, demand the respect. And everybody's like, oh! And I'm like, no!
Like, no, no, whoa, calm down, y'all.
Nobody respects the substitute teacher, my nigga. Like,
never.
Never.
I'll walk out of class.
Literally.
And see, the crowd makes the difference because not everybody can be A-vert. Not everybody can go through, like, muscle through a crowd of, like, 1,000 people that all hate you. And you still somehow pull out a win because you can go into a hostile environment. Imagine going somewhere and literally you're getting booed from the moment you step on stage. But you still got to try to beat the person everybody wants to see win.
True.
And that makes a huge difference in battle rap so much.
A good example for that would be Cassidy versus Goods. Because they was battling in Cassidy's hometown. And Cassidy, they were not?
Arsenal.
No. Goods.
Mm-mm. Arsenal's in Philly.
Wherever Goods was with Cassidy, Cassidy brought his clowns in the audience.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that shit was terrible. So it was Arsenal in Philly, right?
Yeah, they were in Houston.
Fucking terrible as well. Either way.
Goods in a battle in Houston.
Houston? Where the fuck are them Cassidy fans? Them Cassidy fans travel fucking far. Because it seemed like he had that whole audience. As soon as Goods walked on the stage, they were booing him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is why I thought they were in Philly, but clearly I was wrong.
No, every time Cassidy battles somebody, they boo the other person the moment they come out.
Because everybody
wants to see Cassidy win. But he don't deliver. He does not deliver.
But what is he, 5,000 and 0? What'd he say?
5,002 and 0.
Oh, 5,000.
Last two.
Oh, fuck out of here. Okay.
Yeah. He got the best record in battle rap history.
But what I would say is, first of all, there's no way that he's battled 5,000 times. Second of all, I want to have that man's confidence.
Oh, absolutely.
I need to get Cassidy confidence.
Absolutely.
Because he never thinks he loses. He will say he 3-0'd both Arsenal and Goods.
But this is why you can't be mad, because the biggest part of the culture that a lot of people dislike, there are no judges.
I mean, I like that. And I like the fact that there are battle rappers who are honest.
Oh, yeah. Like, some are honest, will admit, okay, that person got it. That person beat me.
For instance,
it's an opinionated sport.
That's very true.
He told
the truth when it came to that Arsenal battle. He was like, yeah, he thought that first round was crazy. He thought he had me, but he did come back on the second round. Nobody expected to see a female sucking dick. Nobody expected to see that.
Nah, yeah, that definitely caught me off guard. That man,
he I fell off the couch.
I just cocked my head to the side. I'm like, is she? Yeah, she definitely is. Yep, she's definitely doing that. Okay, I'm not sure where he's going with this, but shit just got real.
Another big part of the culture is having a poker face.
No, it's called. You can't have the DNA face. You cannot have a DNA face. DNA will actually lose every battle. He really loses.
No shit. I feel so bad because when I first saw him battle rap, right, he went the first round. So I was like, this nigga going in. And then when he was standing there, I was like, is he like, does he have like a mental issue? Like, I think there's something wrong with him because his face looks like somebody literally slapped the fuck out of him. And he's just like looking like he's pouting all the time. And I felt so bad. I was like, damn, what's wrong with DNA? But ain't nothing wrong with him. It's just his face.
I don't know what he be thinking about. Like, I don't know what he be thinking about the whole time while like the other person's rapping. Like, I don't know. I'm gonna ask him if I ever meet him one day. Like, DNA, what do you think about when the other person rapping? Only person ever explained it is Goods. He went through a whole thing talking about, like, man, you know, I just bought this ring for a lot of money. I got this chick waiting on me back at the hotel. Wonder what she cooking. He said, what does this have to do with the battle? Nothing. Just some of the things I think about while y'all rapping. I don't hear you.
Yeah, that's become like one of his taglines.
Yes. The first time he did it was against T-Top. It was amazing. Because everybody's like, what is he talking about? And he's like, what's it got to do with it? Not a damn thing. Just some of the things I think about while you niggas rapping.
I'm like, I don't hear you!
And I'm just like, yes, finally, somebody tells me. Because you know some people be listening to everything the other person's saying, waiting to rebuttal everything they said, and Chess, give them three of them things.
You can tell when Chess looks shooketh, because his lips are big as fuck, and his bottom lip be quivering. He looking so nervous.
He's like, okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it.
yeah. I hate when Chess do that. He be getting hype.
So like that.
Okay, just want everybody to know, when we comment on all of these battle rappers, we actually like these battle rappers. Like, in order for us to even make jokes about them, we have to have, like, watched them a few times to even know enough about them to make a joke about them.
Literally.
And we've watched a lot of battles and a lot of battle rap.
So much so that they kind of can, they can almost kind of merge in if you don't pay attention. You're like, shit, what battle was that?
Damn, when did he do that? I know he did that against somebody.
Right, like when Chess was like, I got a burp, wait. And then the burp came out, he's like, that's the monster coming out of me. That's the devil coming out of me. I'm like, get your ass.
Like, nah, bro. That's a joke.
Matter of fact, we're not even going to call it a choke. Just call it a Chess. So I have a question. Are we gonna like dissect battles, like give people battles to watch, and then the next week or the next time the pod airs, dissect that battle to help people get more in tune with the culture?
You know what, we should give, both of us should each give a battle at the end of each one that we feel is worthy of watching. Because you know how they always say, if a person's never watched a battle before, what's a battle you would introduce them to?
Yes.
So at the end of each one, we should give the listeners a battle to watch, both of us.
I dig that.
And then we can both go with the next segment and lead it off with how we both felt about them.
I dig it. Give like a short battle breakdown.
Yes. Trying to think which battle. Oh, man. I'm going to give the battle that I know for a fact that I have personally watched more than once.
Okay.
Well, no, that's a lot of battles. I've watched a lot more than once. I got to say a battle that I've watched more than three times.
Okay.
And mine would be, this is probably very easy to remember, JC versus QP.
Yeah, that was easy.
Yeah. JC. Literally type in JC space. VS space QP, and they're inside of a cage. That's what made that battle even better.
I think that was one of the first JC battles I watched. And when I watch a battle rapper that I like, after I watch that battle, I go and watch every battle they've ever done, because I'm crazy.
A lot, though. That's a lot.
Yeah, because JC is, when hopefully we talk about underrated battle rappers, but he's one of the ones that I feel like we don't give enough props to. Mm-hmm. So we should have, like, we need to have an episode. We just give our flowers to battle rappers who don't get props like they should.
Oh, yeah. I got at least three offhand, but, you know, we're going to get there.
I am going to say AVE versus Glue Easy.
Okay, wait. We gotta add in a part where we give our battle. Why we set that battle. Cause okay, think about it. We can say, cause this is a battle of performance. This one is a body. This, if you want to see someone like completely get outclassed, watch this battle. What makes you pick Av versus Glue Easy?
For me, I felt like that was one of the most entertaining battles and one of the best slaughters I've seen. And I'm saying that because I'm partially biased, but it was a great slaughter. And a lot of the bars I felt like were, it wasn't one of the battles I had to watch three times to pick up on the bars. I got them the first time. So I think that's why it's an important battle for people to watch.
One thing I do like about that battle, I'm just giving, you know, no, I can't give my opinion on that battle. I can't give it yet. But we're going to get there. Now, the reason why I said JC versus QP, because I feel like that's one of the best battles of lyrical ability. That's two people who are very great writers, and they both brought their A game. It's a very debatable battle, but it's purely lyrical ability. If you want to see two people that write very well, and when they're saying things, you're going to be like, oh my God, how did he put that together? That's the battle to watch.
Something else I would really like for you to kind of talk about is like clear wins versus debatable battles. We need to have like a whole podcast on that.
Yeah, because, but see, that one's going to be difficult because it's such an opinionated sport.
Absolutely.
But you know what a clear win is when you see a clear win.
You know a 30.
That's what a clear win is called for everyone who doesn't know. A 30 is literally a 3-0. Like, you won 3, you lost 0. Like, it's very easy to understand, but that's just what we call it, a 30.
A 30, exactly. Or when you hear someone say, he got 3-0'd, it's a 30.
Basically. So, anything else we should touch on? Or should we... Well, I can tell you now, our next episode is going to be the different levels of battle rap, the different attributes, what you look for in a battle, so everyone can get an understanding of, okay, why does this person seem like they're winning, but they're not really saying anything? Okay. So you have to break down the different attributes, and we got a list of about 10 attributes that are the ones that are looked for in a battle rapper.
Okay. I fucks with that. Because I don't think people really understand. Like, when I first started watching battle rap when I was like 15, I didn't understand how certain people were saying certain people were winning in the comments on YouTube, because I started on the YouTube University. Mm-hmm. Where everybody else started with battle rap. But I think now that I've become 10 plus years in, I would have to say a vet of battle rap watching, you start to realize what can make a person win a battle versus what can make a person win a moment.
Mm-hmm. Moments versus wins.
Yes, and how they can be misconstrued.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We definitely gonna get that one out.
Hell yeah.
But I guess that's it for this first episode. Next time we get on here, we're going to be dissecting what is included in a battle and in a battle rapper. Different attributes and different things to look for.
We should make battle rap battling dueling cards. Oh my God.
Yes. I like it. We'll put that together.
Color coded and everything. I got the construction paper.
Go. I'm with that. I love arts and crafts.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's it for our first episode. We're going to close it out. I'm Deano. And
I'm May J.
And we're here. So respect the culture. Don't be a vulture. We out.